It's Webster's radio station, We Are the Lake, and I'm Doc Sedell, and I find myself today in Webster, and we're on Ray Street at the former National Guard Armory, which is now the Samuel R. Slater Experience, and now we're open, and we have a chance to talk today to Rhianna Kudzel. Thanks for having us from the lake over here at the Samuel R. Slater Experience.
Thank you for coming down.
I know better than to call it a museum because it's a full immersive experience on the history of the Industrial Revolution, Samuel Slater in particular, and the economic impact and the founding of this town.
Yes. You don't just come in and look at different objects. You get to come in, you get to meet Samuel Slater on a video screen, you get to take a ride with him on a boat. You get to see and feel what his mills were actually like, and you get to learn about the founding of the town.
How exciting is this spring? Because we've known for several years now that this was an idea, that they were going to repurpose the armory into this completely immersive, technology-driven experience here. And the germ of the idea came from the naming of the restaurant, Indian Ranch, is that
yes.
right?
Yes, yes. So Chris Robert had heard from his daughter, Suzette, that she wanted to name the restaurant Samuel Slater's Restaurant. And he knew Samuel Slater was an icon and very impactful on the town, but he knew not everyone knew who Samuel Slater was. So he set out to create an opportunity and a place where people from the area can learn more about him in a super engaging and immersive manner.
You know, I grew up here in town, and I knew a little bit about the history of Samuel R. Slater, but I remember having some conversations. Oh, was that the baseball guy? Because the Lassie League Field was on, it was still on, Slater Street to this day. And it's not just the history of the Industrial Revolution, but it's the life story of Samuel R. Slater from Europe on the boat all the way to the United States. And there you've got lights, and it really feels like a boat ride coming on over over the Atlantic.
Right.
There's even a 3D thing that we don't want to give away. We don't want to spoil one of the surprises.
Right. Can't give too much away. You got to come down and see it for yourself.
Now, I've been lucky that I've had a chance to check it out. We looked around a little bit today, but we had a sneak preview a couple of months ago, and it's so exciting that it's open to the public. What can you say to the people that have been waiting patiently since the word was out a couple of years ago?
Come on down. We're open Fridays and Saturdays 10 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4.
Do you need a reservation?
You do not. You can buy tickets online or at the door.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm sure you're looking forward to and have already had some school field trips.
We have. They're so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah, so the kids can learn in a more immersive way with the technology that makes it a lot more interesting than just kind of sitting at a museum. And, you know, kids would rather play on their phone than read. And you don't have to play on your phone. There's plenty to look at here with the entire history. Even the name of Webster is touched on in the curriculum here.
It is.
Samuel Slater Experience.
It is. We talk about Samuel Slater's partnership with Daniel Webster, a good friend of his, who he then named the town after.
Not everybody thinks Samuel Slater is a hero, though.
Not everyone, no.
And why would that be? He was faced with certain decisions and certain loyalties as he made his decisions as a part of the Industrial Revolution.
Yes, so when Samuel Slater made his decision to come over to the United States, it was illegal and frowned upon due to the fact that England currently had a monopoly on the textile industry. And if Samuel Slater's experience and knowledge got away, or anybody's experience or knowledge with the mills got away, England would lose that monopoly.
Mm. So some people are looking at him as a hero for establishing this town, and then yet others possibly a villain for turning his back on the English. I can tell you there's been a secondary aspect to having the Samuel Slater Experience here in town, and that's civic pride. A lot of people are saying, wow, I can't believe such a great thing has sprung up in our little town. Certainly something to be proud of. Are you still taking volunteers?
Yes. Yes, we are taking volunteers. If you're interested, feel free to come by on our open days and chat with me, or there is information on the website.
Something good for the resume for a young history buff, huh?
Exactly.
And something for college entrance paperwork and everything, too, right?
Or even anyone post-retirement looking for something to do on the weekends.
you know, this has turned out to be a resource for people all over the world. I have somebody that I just know on a personal basis that lives in Texas that was trying to find some information on the former movie theaters. He's a big movie guy, and he was trying to look up some stuff on the former movie theaters that we had here in town, and I directed him to the Samuel Slater website because there is a replica of old school downtown Webster, including the theater, at the conclusion of this experience.
Yes, you get to take a walk down scenic 1910s Main Street, where we have several replicated businesses, one of which is the Liberty Theater.
And, of course, the original Webster Times, like typesetting, and the press, a working press even, right?
Yes, a working press.
There's also the replica in there of Raskob Brothers Store and the trolley ride.
Yes, the trolley ride takes you from the Main Street to Beacon Park, which was a big tourist destination back in the day.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people don't realize that. You know, they had casinos back in the day, and we're just trying to work our apps in the year 2022 and get Massachusetts to pass sports gambling. But back in the day, people were living it up. There was even rumored to be a speakeasy back at the old hotel, right?
Right.
There's a secret door even off the side of one of the replica rooms that
yes.
kind of shows that, doesn't it? Well, Rihanna, thank you so much for allowing the lake to come in and check out the Samuel Slater experience today. I'm sure we'll be back again. Anything else that you can tell the people of Webster and the lake listeners?
Thank you for coming down, and you can learn more at samuelslaterexperience.org.